The news from Lake Wobegon podcast is supported by Yoplait Yogurt, with real fruit and dairy in 25 flavors. You can explore them all. Yoplait. It is so good.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been rainy and chilly, and people have been lying in bed at night and listening to the rain on the roof. So everybody's gotten plenty of sleep. It's the change of seasons here in Minnesota. It happens every year, and every year we're sort of surprised by it, and we say, why did it happen this early? We keep forgetting. It's a beautiful thing about weather in Minnesota, is that you forget it from year to year, so you live a life of perpetual surprise and perpetual delight. It was a big full moon here on Thursday. Wednesday was the first day of fall, and Thursday was the moon they call the harvest moon, because it enabled farmers to work late into the night in the fields. The old rhythm of work, you know, was not the 8-hour day. The old rhythm of work was a lot of days spent sitting around and waiting, and then followed by a whole string of 18-hour days, which is still the rhythm for farmers and also for writers. Two occupations that don't usually have a lot in common, but it's true of writers. Things come on, and especially fiction writers. Not that I would know anything about that. I'm a journalist. But I do combine. I combine other things into my journalism as farmers do. And some of what I combine is fiction. But that's all right. We're not here to talk about that. It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon. This next Friday is homecoming at the school, and we play our homecoming football game against the team from Millet, which is a cause of dread in the high school, especially among football players. The players up in Millet were brought up rough. Their mothers never hugged them, and their fathers made fun of them, and their coach yells at them and makes them do push-ups in fields full of sand burrs. And so they have a lot of self-esteem issues, these football players. Our football players for the Lake Wobegon Leonards are boys who were loved and cherished and supported by their families, and who realize that football is only a game, and they have many other interests, and they have no self-esteem problems, so that when they face the Millet players over the line of scrimmage, they hear them snarl, and they're like feral animals. They're ferocious. It's a scary thought having to face them. They're working out things in football. We're just doing it for fun, and that's why they're taking the senior class photographs this week in Lake Wobegon in the gymnasium. They want to do them before the game against Millet. Last year there were Canada geese who got on the football field before the game, and so the game had to be called on account of goose poop. And but that was last year. That was last year. There has been a bumper crop of squash and pumpkins, and outside Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery, you will see two trucks parked there at the curb, and they're just loaded with squash. So it's a plentiful vegetable. Even though Americans don't like to eat vegetables, it's there for you if you wish. And if you buy two squash, Ralph is going to give you five. It's a wonderful deal. Whereas tomatoes have been in short supply, and that's why people in Lake Wobegon noticed Irene and Clint Bunsen's garden, which has hundreds of beautiful tomatoes in it. She's the tomato champion of the Mist County Fair, and here they were, just waiting to be picked. Irene and Clint have been gone now for about a week. They went down to Indianapolis because her mother is dying, and so she had to be there. But the mother, once all of her children showed up, though she had been delirious and near death before, some deep down maternal instinct somehow came to the fore, and she sat up and she wanted to make breakfast for her children in her delusion. So they had to humor her, and they got a griddle and they set it on her lap in bed, and they brought some paper doilies and they wrote pancake on each one just to humor her. And she cooked them. She thought she did anyway, and she handed them out. And so the children had to sit there and eat paper doilies. And she said, "For goodness sake, use a knife and a fork. I mean, where were you brought up?" So they had to sit there and saw away at paper with a serrated knife. And she said, "Chew your food. Chew it at least 30 times. So they sat there and they chewed on paper. And that's what Irene was doing when the neighbors called to say that the tomatoes were ready to pick and what should they do. Well, she was chewing paper and she was upset. And so they didn't want to bring up the matter of tomatoes. But it was a problem for them. I mean, stealing is stealing. And those are Irene's tomatoes. But on the other hand, it's also not right to waste something as wonderful as tomatoes. And so they called up Pastor Liz at Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church to ask her this question. What is the right thing to do in the case of your neighbor's tomatoes, which in a few days are just going to go to waste? She picked up the phone in the parsonage and she said, "Hey," she said, not. And then they heard this record. They heard this record playing in the background. It said, "Hey, come on, get happy. Hey, come on, get happy. Come on, mama. Come on, pappy. Pat him on the popo. Let's hear him laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Pat him on the popo. Let's hear him laugh." Which is not the sort of thing you would think a Lutheran pastor would be playing on a phonograph. I mean, what if somebody called up to say that they needed you to preach the funeral of their beloved father, and in the background they hear this, ha, 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 pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh. So they asked Pastor Liz about the tomatoes, what is the right thing to do? And she came down to look at the tomato patch. Huge, huge patch of tomatoes out behind Irene and Clint's house. She was wearing jeans, Pastor Liz, and she was wearing a sweatshirt that said, "I did not go to St. Olaf College and I am not Norwegian." And she looked it over, the tomatoes, and she said, "These are perfect. These are absolutely perfect." And yes, of course, they are Irene's tomatoes. But in a larger sense, they are God's gift to us. And we should not turn down God's gift or ignore it. That would be immoral. So we'll pick the tomatoes and we'll make tomato sauce. And they can have half of it, and we'll split some. You should not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, little verse from Scripture for those of you who grew up Unitarian. And so they picked the tomatoes and they got out the mashers and they got out the pressure cooker and they made this fabulous tomato sauce. The quarts and quarts. They, of course, boiled the jars, and you know, to avoid botulism. And it was just, it was wonderful. They tasted a little bit of it, and they said, "This is too good. This is too good to not use right away." So they took them up to the parsonage, and they had a big pasta supper. 14 people came, and then pretty soon there were 22. And it was the miracle of the tomato sauce. There just was more and more and more of it. They made linguine, and the linguine and the tomato sauce with a little Parmesan on top was beautiful. There was Pastor Liz and they couldn't help but notice, but there were posters of Italy there on the kitchen in the parsonage. And that was odd for a Lutheran. I mean, why not Germany? Why not Norway? Italy. And here was an enormous poster of a naked statue, a naked man. And you just couldn't bear to look at it. I mean, okay, it was Michelangelo. It was Michelangelo's David, but it was shot from an angle so that his thing was just right in your face. And I mean, couldn't it have been a side view or a rear view or something? And it was just so Clarence, Clint's brother, asked her about the phonograph record that was playing. Ha 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 ha. Pat him on the popo, let's hear him. Oh, she said, that was my father's favorite record, and he used to play that when he was in a good mood, which was not often. And so when I was a kid, I loved that tune because it meant that my dad was happy, and he would take me on his lap and he would bounce me up and down. And I've loved that song ever since. And back when I was in college and I went through this deep, deep depression, it lasted for about 8 months, and pharmaceuticals did not help, antidepressants did not help, and therapy didn't really help. I thought that I was never going to come out of this deep, deep valley. I went into it an agnostic, and I came out a Christian. So prayer had something to do with it as well, but I played this tune on my darkest days, which would begin in despair and would end in absolute terror. I played this, and it made me feel a little bit better, a little bit better. And when you're that depressed, a little bit better is a great deal. They sat down and they ate this tomato sauce, and they played that tune over and over. And that evening, somebody came in to report that there were geese on the football field. Hundreds and hundreds of geese. Somebody, who knows who, had scattered corn across the football field. So we'll just have to wait to see how that comes out. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.